Hello and welcome to Football If I'm Winning, isn't it? I'm on my own today, so what we're going to do is that we're just going to go through the transfer gossip for today. There's been quite a few developments, it seems, on these rumours, and I'll start with Manchester United because that's the team that I follow closely. So a lot of the rumours today are focusing around United's pursuit of a centre half, namely Maguire or Alderweireld, and the other one is of United's pursuit of an attacker, namely Willian. Now, from what we're hearing today on various sort of social media sources, is that the deal for Alderweireld seems to be moving closer, and Harry Maguire is sort of taking a bit of a back seat, though, from what we understand. It could be progressing as well, according to certain areas, but I think the reliable people are talking about an Alderweireld deal becoming closer. What's also happening is that United are starting to ship out defenders, so it looks like Marcus Rojo is going to go to Wolves. And obviously, if you'd listened to our last podcast, we talked about how Jorge Mendes's influence at Wolves is helping them to secure some of his players. So it looks like Rojo, who is a Jorge Mendes player, is going on his way there for a fee of about 25 million. Darmian's also going out for a fee between 10 to 20 million. And given that we've sold Daley Blind for 18 million, it looks like we're going to recoup probably the same amount that we're going to outlay on a defender, whether that's going to be 40 to 50 million on Alderweireld or 70 million on Harry Maguire. It looks like we're balancing the books, which is actually, well, it's not my money, but it does seem to be decent that Jose is getting the players that he wants, perhaps through a balancing of the books, if that was what was required from the commercial side of things. But I have to say that I think that looks like decent business for Manchester United. But let me know what you think. If you think that the comings and goings are going to be or to your liking. Some people saying that Alderweireld might be a bit too old, and the same with Willian. People might want to see people like Harry Maguire or Pulisic. I personally am with Mourinho in the sense that we just need players that we know are proven and can do the job now, rather than taking punts on people in their early 20s who aren't good enough now but might become good enough someday. I think if you're a manager like Jose Mourinho, who's won about 28 major trophies, you know what's the best way to go, and he obviously thinks that he's not anti-young player. If a young player is good enough now, then they're in the team. But what he clearly doesn't want to do is play youngsters who aren't good enough now in the hope that they one day will be good enough. But that's his way, and he's been very successful. Looking at some of the other transfer news, Eden Hazard seems to be at the centre of speculation again. There's a report on the BBC Gossip column that apparently Chelsea want 200 million for him to go to Real Madrid. Now there's absolutely nothing to suggest that he's worth anywhere near that amount of money. He's a good player, yes, but for 200 million, you need to be, scoring, regularly 20, 30 goals a season. And you need to be doing that in the Champions League as well. You need to be getting between 5 to 10 goals in the Champions League each year, which is what Ronaldo and Messi do on a regular basis. Neymar can also chip in with that amount of that amount of goals. I think Hazard's record in the Champions League, I think he hasn't even hit double figures in all the time he's been at Chelsea. And I think that for league goals as well, I don't think he's ever hit more than 20. I'm not 100% sure, but no way will he get the Ronaldo and Messi numbers. And if you're talking 200 million, those are Messi and Ronaldo goal tallies for a season. So I don't think he's worth 200 million. If I was to put a price tag on Hazard, 120 max, I would say, given Coutinho went for that amount of money, but nowhere near 200 million. I'm sorry. Just another couple of quick ones. Yeah, so just going through, like, Wilfried Zaha seems to be attracting attention, and he's, I think there's a couple of clubs maybe interested in him. I've heard Everton are interested in him, says Borussia Dortmund as well. So, and maybe Chelsea, and I've heard that Tottenham Hotspur might also be looking at him. Hello, welcome to Football. On my own again today. So once again, we're going to go through the latest sort of football gossip, transfer wise, and also just a couple of developments from yesterday. So the first one is going to be the friendly that happened between Manchester United and Liverpool yesterday. Now the game actually ended up finishing 4-1 to Liverpool. I mean, you can read into the result, you maybe don't read into the result. It was, I think that United fielded quite a weakened side, and Liverpool might have had a few stronger players. They might be a bit further on in their preparation. But whatever your view on it, what is definitely very interesting was Jose Mourinho's press conference afterwards. He pretty much made it clear that he didn't think that anyone in that team, bar Sanchez, was going to play that season. And obviously, there's a couple of young players in there. Pereira, Andreas Pereira, rather. I think that he was actually, he had a decent game and he has impressed on that pre-season tour. However, Mourinho, obviously still holds a grudge against him for going out on loan to Valencia instead of staying and fighting for his place. He was asked about Pereira after the game and said Pereira started well, it was a great free kick, but then he tired and it's up to him whether he wants to go on loan again or not. I can't stop him, but he's behind Herrera, McTominay and Fellaini in the pecking order. Now, it's just not very helpful, I don't think, for Mourinho to be saying that. It's almost as though he's still wanting to. He's almost as though he's saying, "Look, I don't care about you after what you did last year." For those who don't know what he did last year, he was given the option to stay and fight for his place, but he opted to go on loan to Valencia, and that is understood to have irked Mourinho. But that wasn't all Mourinho said after the game. He was talking about lack of signings. He was just saying that. The people were saying Alexis Sanchez didn't look happy out there, and Mourinho basically said, "Well, would you be happy playing with that caliber of player?" And that it seems to be, pointed comments towards the board. Obviously, previously Mourinho had said he's given a list of five names to the board, and he thinks there's possibly two, probably one coming, but he said in a press conference that he had given the names of these players to Edward Wood about 3 months ago. So Jose is very upset, it seems. Reading into it, it does seem like something is going on in that Jose is not being backed to the extent that he wants to be. Now, there's a couple of theories flying around. One is that the Glazers aren't prepared to give him any more money because they think that there's a squad there good enough to finish top four, which is all that's important to them. I think similar to what was alleged to have been going on at Arsenal, in that as long as fourth place is guaranteed, then there needs to be no spending. So that's one school of thought there. Another school of thought is that maybe Jose's just making his excuses in early because he wants to go because he's not been back to the extent that he thought he would be when he got the job. I mean, look, whatever your view on the Glazers is, they have given Jose 300 million. And a lot of United fans think, well, more than 300 million is needed because Pep spent way more than that. And Pep inherited a squad with the likes of De Bruyne and Silva and Aguero and Sterling and all these great players, whereas Mourinho has inherited Smalling, Jones, Valencia, Ashley Young, Fellaini, and players like that. But having said that, Mourinho has spent. He hasn't managed to get the best out of the players. He had to get Mkhitaryan going in exchange for Sanchez. To the sides to the story, but it is there's different sides to the story, but this one is set to rumble on and on. So it'll be interesting to see whether next week any new players do come in and who they are. Anyway, that's all from me. I'll see you again tomorrow when Imtiaz will be back. So I will see you then.